The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. This is the Code of Conduct with the King podcast. I am your host, Jay Spence the King, and I am back for the first time as a fan of the AFC East champion Buffalo Bills. I like how that thing sound when I said it, so I'm gonna run that back. I am back for the first time as a fan of the AFC East champion, Buffalo Bills. It's been over two decades since I have had the opportunity to say I am representing a champion when it comes to my football team. I'm just telling y'all, man, I said it on the Chop Up Sunday. I said it last week with Matt. I'm going to say it again. I just think this is our year, and I don't want to jump the gun. I know we got the Patriots. This is Patriots week, and I know you got to beat the man to be the man, and I know that the champions right now, the defending champions, are the Kansas City Chiefs, and they still have the best record in the league. So I'm fully aware of what road we have to travel. I'm fully aware of the things that we have to accomplish in order to dethrone or to even just give ourselves the crown. I'm fully aware of it. But I'm just telling you, things just seem like they're all coming together. Especially for me as a fan. Man, my Lakers won the championship this year. The Bills, this is the best that they've been. The defense is starting to play well. It's just, look, I'm ready. I'm ready. I keep telling everybody, I got my ticket to the Super Bowl. So I expect to see the Buffalo Bills there. I will be very, very heartbroken if I plan this vacation with my boo and then my boo don't show up. So Buffalo Bills, boo thing, please show up for me. I love you so much. Just do that for me. Just do that for me. But listen, I'm going to get right into it. I got a good show today. I got my brother joining me, my man Sterling from Cover One joining me, co-host of the Hoof Pod. He lives out in Denver. So, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about just how it feels out there right now, what they're talking about, how they see Josh Allen. I give my speech and my final, maybe not final, we still got a couple more weeks, but I give my hoorah. I really believe Josh Allen is the MVP of this league. I know that Aaron Rodgers, it seems like it's his year for it. And Patrick Mahomes is still playing. I mean, Pat Mahomes is amazing. Patrick Mahomes is amazing. But I really believe that it's Josh for a few reasons. And we talk about that. So we go over all of that. One of the things I want to talk about before I jump into the interview with Sterling here. Is it weird to you the way it's weird to me that you have other fan bases envying you? Maybe not. Maybe everybody else is used to this, but you know, it's one of the sayings that, like, my coach in high school used to say to us, like, when we finally started to win some games, he's like, you know, act like you've been here before. I haven't been here as a football fan, and I don't know how to act like it. So I'm sorry to all the other fan bases who do kind of interact with me here and there. And I'm sorry to even, you know, other content creators. Look, I haven't been here before, so let me enjoy this. I'm going to thoroughly enjoy this as much as possible, because I don't believe that we should take advantage of this moment. As we've seen, you know, the Buffalo Bills went to the Super Bowl 4 years in a row, and then they weren't able to get back to the playoffs. They had some decent years, but they weren't able to regain that same success. There was a 17-year drought. You gotta celebrate, and you gotta appreciate these moments. So while everybody might be upset about the way fans were celebrating after the game and they went to the airport, granted, there's a pandemic. So I fully understand, and I can to some extent agree with the people who say, hey, this just isn't smart. There's a pandemic going on. Are people wearing masks? Are people social distancing? You got people like halfway leaning into Josh Norman's car, and Josh Allen is rolling his window down. So my concern, yes, is for not just the players, but my concern is also for the people of the community. I get that everybody misses the team and we want to go to games, but, you know, I care about people. I don't want to hear about any of my friends getting sick and dying from this. One of my best friends, one of my brothers, just told me, you know, a couple hours ago that he just recovered from it, and I didn't even know. You know, I have friends who have friends or family members passing away from this thing. So my biggest concern is just making sure everybody's safe. I really do. When I say I love everybody and I do my posts like, hey, have you checked in on a loved one? That's really me. I check in on people. I always think about people. And it's the same way for in large when I think about the fan base. I love the fan base. So I want everybody safe. But at the same time, for the love of God, let people be fans. Let people be happy to celebrate the fact that we're the AFC East champions. Let's celebrate the fact that we have a dominant team. We won the game 48-19. Even if we didn't win the AFC East championship this past Sunday, we won 48-19. That's a game that should be celebrated. That doesn't happen every week, especially in Buffalo. When's the last time you remember the offense scoring that amount of points and it felt like they could have scored more? At one point of the game, you know, Patrick Mahomes even tweeted it. Somehow Josh Allen scored three times on one drive, and we ended up not even getting the touchdown on that drive. The Andre Roberts fumble made this game look closer than it really was. If the normal... The very sure-handed, under normal circumstances, Andre Roberts, if he didn't fumble right there and give them that short field and allowed them to score, they wouldn't even have the 19 points. It's incredible. Allow people to enjoy themselves and to have fun and to love this. Enough of me yelling at people, telling you what to do. I just want everybody to have fun, man. And this is, to me, it's part of the best... The year hasn't been the best, but this has been just one of the best feelings as a fan. So I just wanted to take that moment to tell everybody, like, go ahead and enjoy this. Go enjoy this and allow others around you to enjoy it. Those of us who want to celebrate, celebrate. Those who want to drink, drink it up, man. Pop bottles. If you want to, whatever. Some people, I saw them pulling out tables again. Jump through some tables. I'm telling you, if we win the Super Bowl, I'm going through a table. It's happening. Now, I might need Joe to add me to his insurance because he got a better insurance than me. So I need you to add me to your insurance because my back is going to be jacked up when I jump through this table. But if we win the Super Bowl, I'm telling you right now, it's happening. Jay Spencer King is going through a table. We're going to do this live. We're going to do this live. So I'm going to need Joe to help me out. Hold my back. You know what I mean? Like, I need a doctor, dog. But in reality, for real. This week coming up, Bills Patriots. I'm looking forward to it. You all know that Cam is my guy. I don't think we're going to actually see Cam. I think that they're going to start still, and I think that the Buffalo Bills are going to dominate. Even if they do start Cam, I don't see Cam. He hasn't been playing well this year. And as much as I love him, and as much as, you know, I try to support him, you know, he has to figure out if New England is where he needs to be, because I don't think New England is built for a guy like Cam. His arm looks shot, but I think part of it is also the fact that the receivers don't get any separation. But his arm does look shot. I don't know if that's so the shoulder surgery really hurt him or not, but man, he does not look like the same Cam. He does not. But Buffalo Bills, I'm giving my prediction next week. The Buffalo Bills on Monday Night Football will beat the New England Patriots in Foxborough. We are going to win that game. 35. I'm going to say 35 to 10. And that's only because I just don't think that their offense can move the ball. And Stephon Gilmore is out with a partially torn quad. So I just don't think that they'll be able to do anything with Josh. So there you have it. Going to get right into it. Got my man Sterling. I need y'all to check this out. Let me know how you feel. Drop some comments. Go Bills.
This is a Jay Spence exclusive.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, y'all already know how I do it. I always come with the dopest content, but not because it's me. It's because of who I have as a guest. And every week, it seems like it gets better and better. So this week, I got my man. I got my family joining me. My man from over at Cover One, from the Hoof Pod. My man, I always call him Sterls for the girls, and I'm sure people get tired of that. But so what? It's my man Sterling. What's going on, bro?
Oh, dude. Hey, it's always a pleasure, man. Like you said, man, we family, bro. So it's, you know. I'll chop it up with you all day. You already know that.
Yeah, I feel like, and that's why I had to just hit record, because I feel like every time we do get up, it's like we just start talking, and it's like, okay, wait, we're supposed to be doing the pod. Let's start recording. So, but we'll just get into it, because we are, like I said, we didn't already start talking. So, first things first, man. Like out there where you live right now, your backyard, our boys just was there, and we locked up the division in your backyard, man. Tell me how the area is right now. Like, how does it feel in Denver right now? How, what's the, you know,
it's salty. It's salty, dog. It's so salty right now, bro. Hey, so like Broncos fan, they have this like false idea of what, like, they think they're supposed to win every game, every season, winning season, despite what their roster looks like, despite what John Elway does at the quarterback position. They just have this expectation of greatness. And then to see them, like, they're just like, oh my God, Josh Allen's real. Like, we should have drafted him. And they're like having all these visceral emotions. It's kind of funny, dude. It's kind of funny. So to see it in our backyard, like, I mean, I'm like 10, 15 minutes from the stadium. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, they right there and Josh Allen's in there dealing. So it's hilarious, bro. It's hilarious.
Well, after the game, they asked him about it and he said, well, I'm where I'm supposed to be. But prior to the game, I'm trying to remember who it was that asked him, but somebody asked him about the Denver game, Josh, I'm talking about. They asked him about it and he said, you know, they could have drafted me at 4. And he left it at that. So it's like, when I heard that, he's ready to come out. Like, he's ready to put something down. Yeah. So you said right now the energy out there is salty. How, because I don't get to hear like the local radio out there and all that stuff. How are they, what's the perception of Buffalo now, at least, you know, from the outside looking in, now that they just got beat out there? How do they view Josh? How do they view the defense? And, you know,
well, they love him. They love it, because it's like they Josh Allen is what they want Drew Lock to be, right? And so everything that's coming out of their mouth now is positive, looking like, okay, well, this is how they built their team, this is how they built their squad, they developed the young quarterback. Drew Lock does show a little bit of Josh Allen in him, but again, I think structure matters. I think roster building matters, and they just haven't taken their medicine when it comes to like actually hitting that full reset, that full rebuild. So, you know, they got to sell out on the quarterback, and they haven't done that with Drew Lock yet. I mean, dude is here, and, you know, he don't even know if he's going to be there next year, honestly. Like, that's everything I'm hearing. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, I was going into the game, and you know, even prior to the season, I had that game circled as one that I didn't want to overlook. And the reason being, it was because the defense was so I felt like the blueprint for the Broncos is what the Bills had last year, where it's like, okay, Josh Allen wasn't necessarily going to win the game for us, but he'd win the game for us if we could keep the game close and we give him the ball last. And I feel like that's what Denver tries to do. They try to keep the game close. And if you get Drew Lock the ball with, you know, 3 minutes left, he just might do it, because he can pull out some heroics and do something special. So you know, what do you feel like the plan out there is? Is Drew Lock the guy going forward? Are they still, you know, is it kind of up in the air? Because I know he didn't have a great game against us, but, you know, the film that I got to, that I did watch prior to the game leading up to the Bills game, it was like, okay, he has some flashes that he really could be the guy.
Yeah, like that's, and you said it correctly. Like, he has flashes, but it's not consistent. You know, and we saw that with Josh Allen. Like, it wasn't really consistent. And Drew Lock isn't that guy when the chips are down, you know, the last minute he's just going to pull through. He hasn't shown that enough yet. So I just think they need to, you know, they did him a disservice by putting so many young weapons around him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Whereas the Bills put veteran wide receivers and offensive linemen around them. So they got a lot of injuries, man. And that definitely matters. But I think that they, if I was John Elway, I would consider looking, at the draft at another quarterback, man. I mean, you can't not take enough quarterbacks. If you don't have one, you got to keep taking them. Like, I don't think Drew Lock is that guy unless they really like get a good offensive coordinator, right? And an offensive system that suits Drew Lock, like something more spread heavy, kind of like what we see with Josh Allen. So they got to, until John Elway gets a plan, there is, it will always be this kind of shit show.
Now, the thing that's interesting to me as a Bills fan at this point, so since Saturday, I feel like nobody is really talking about the game. Nobody is talking about the Andre Roberts fumble. Nobody's talking about, you know, the defense play. So one of the big adjustments that I feel like played a huge part in the reason why we were so successful against Drew Lock is I feel like the defense purposely made sure that their hands were up. And I know that sounds like something small. It sounds like something that's not that big of a deal. But when there are hands in the passing lanes, even if you don't necessarily get a turnover, you're getting that offense off the field. And I feel like we saw a conscious effort from the defense to make sure every time you knew you can't get to the quarterback, you stop and get your hands up. What do you think about the defensive game plan and how they executed everything this past weekend?
I think, you know, we're seeing each and every week the Bills kind of get their wits about them as far as defense goes. Ed Oliver is a catalyst to the defense, to the front seven. He's not getting enough credit. He's playing out of position. But, yeah, dude, he's getting his hands up. The awareness that he's showing on the field and how he split two defenders and hit Drew Lock on a sack, I mean, the defensive line is the catalyst, and this is why they spend so much money on defensive line. Now, we wanted that production to happen a lot sooner in the season. But if it's going to peak, it's peaking at the right time. So, and Tremaine Edmonds, dude, we don't talk enough about him, like, for real. Mm-hmm. Like, I know he had a rough early season because he was injured, but the dude is playing lights out right now. He's playing lights out, man. He's playing lights out. Now, guess what?
I don't know if you got a chance to see this because at this point, it's just been announced and released. Now, Tremaine Edmonds has been elected to the Pro Bowl. Yeah. So, you know, and even though we felt like he was having a rough early part of the season, he absolutely deserves to be in the Pro Bowl this year, man. Like, to your point, they're starting to figure things out. They're starting to gel at the right time. And I feel like, you know, that's the most important part. It's not who's the best team all year long. Because if it came down to it, then 9 times out of 10, the team that really wins the Super Bowl wouldn't win the Super Bowl.
Right.
It comes down to, are you the best team at the end of the year?
Yep.
And right now, I feel like it's coming together for the Bills as to where we're starting to see the defense that we've been wanting from last season.
Yep.
So yeah, statistically, it doesn't look like it because when you factor in that first half of the season or the first three quarters of the season, really, when you factor those games in, we didn't look like a number two defense. But now, dude, the defense looks like you said, Ed Oliver, man, he's playing out of position, but he's playing lights out. Every time you saw any type of disturbance in the backfield, Ed Oliver was around it. Every time there was a play knocked down, a ball knocked down at the line of scrimmage, Ed Oliver was part of it.
Yep.
He's balling, man.
Yeah.
And you know what? Levi Wallace for 2 weeks in a row
has
told me, he was like, yo, Spence, I need you to put some respect on my name.
There we go.
I need you to sit there and shut up. You know what I mean? So he did it 2 weeks in a row. So first of all, I'm super proud of him. And I said this on the Chop Up Sunday. The only reason why I even, you know, was vocal at all about Levi, I'm a Levi fan. I think he's really one of my favorite cornerbacks in the league. And that's not like, I'm not just saying that as a, because I'm a Bills fan. I have a signed helmet in here from him. I have a jersey signed. Like, I'm an actual Levi Wallace fan. So my expectations of him were like, look, I've seen you perform better than what you've been performing. I've seen you do it. Now, if you're not healthy, that's one thing.
Right.
But we're claiming that you're healthy. You're supposed to be out there and you're healthy. I need to see you better, man. And you know what? He's doing it. He's doing it. So bravo. I'm super proud of him. I'm super proud of the defense. But what else, you know, so as far as, because I mentioned the hands up, what else do you think that they did that really stuck out to you that said, okay, defensively, these boys just figured Denver out?
Well, I think it's twofold, man. I think for one, Leslie Frazier and Sean McDermott have decided to start adding pressure. They're starting to blitz. I mean, we've seen that, you know, since week 10. They've been blitzing a lot more. And honestly, man, it really goes back to the defensive line. Like, when the defensive line can apply pressure, see, that's why I think that's why Levi Wallace, to your point, wasn't playing well, other than being injured, but he wasn't playing well early in the season because the defensive line couldn't get pressure on the quarterback. And if you leave Levi Wallace out there to cover for 3-4 seconds, he's going to get toasted. He's just not physically gifted to hang with some of these better upper echelon wide receivers. So the fact that the defensive line is actually in sync, Matt Milano does help, A.J. Klein doing what he's doing, and Tremaine Edmonds holding down the middle. Now we're starting to see Levi Wallace from last year, you know, the first 8-9 games of the season where he was just straight locking down. Like, so they've kind of found their groove on how everybody fits that 111, like Sean McDermott says. So this defense, I'm telling you right now, bro, this defense moving forward, they need to be afraid. The league needs to be on notice. They need to be afraid because they're peaking at the right time. It's like March Madness. When you see a team like starting to peak in January, February, and carry that momentum through, like nobody really takes the Bills serious right now. And you know I'm not a homer when it comes to the Bills. Like, I always keep it a buck with these guys. But like, I really do think they're like top two, top three team in the league right now. They're playing like it.
Yeah, and I mean, I got beat up a lot of times previously because, same like you, I just try to be an honest, you know, I don't want to be the type of content creator that only says the stuff that fans want to hear. I want to be able to give you the, you know, just honest opinions on things so you can take both sides of it. I want people to be able to do that. Dude, we're legit. This is not me being a homer. We're legit. Like, the Bills, honest to God, I think that we have everything that's needed to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. And then in the NFC, honest to God, I don't think that now I think Green Bay, because of their quarterback, Aaron Rodgers can win any game at any given time.
For sure.
But other than that, I'm not afraid of any team in the NFC. Like, there's not one roster in the NFC that makes me say if we meet them in the Super Bowl, we might not win. I feel like if we get to the Super Bowl, it's ours.
Yeah.
And I might be premature in saying that because I know we went to 4 Super Bowls and didn't win. That's why you play the game, because you got to play the game. And I get it. I'm not scared of the NFC. I'm not.
Nah, I'm not either. And then when you look at, like, so I was watching the Saints and Chiefs game yesterday. It's like the Saints they're dope as hell, but Drew Brees holds them back. Because he's not the Drew Brees that he once was. So, like, if you get him in that situation, okay, you're going to have a Michael Thomas that's he's been banged up. And then if you can't separate against Kansas City's DBs, what makes you think you're going to separate against Buffalo's, you know, DBs? And it's not going to happen, dude. So, like, they're going to have problems there. And then, you know, you look at the Packers. The Packers, they soft. If you ask me, they're soft. They are a finesse team. The Bills are definitely, they're gonna hit you in the mouth. So I mean, there's so many like silver lines that you can look at when I look and evaluate the matchups and so forth. And that if you want to, you know, bring up the Chiefs, okay, great. Like, the Chiefs, Mahomes is obviously all world, right? But when you look at the Chiefs defense outside of Chris Jones and Tyrann Mathieu, they could be exploited all over. And now you got a slow Le'Veon Bell. Did you notice that he kind of lost a step?
Yeah, he's not Le'Veon Bell. So like, while I do think that Adam Gase is an idiot, I also think that Bell really did lose a step, man. He does not look anything like what I was expecting. I thought he was going to get to Kansas City and it was like, okay, now this just isn't fair.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he definitely looks like he lost a step. I noticed that yesterday, man. So, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I mean, he got a high ankle sprain, is what they said. So they don't know when he's going to return. They say he can make a playoff run, but ask John Brown with that high ankle sprain. It's like, bro, you ain't. I mean, his whole game is predicated on you know elusiveness, right? So they're gonna have to make sure he's healthy, and when he does get back, he's gonna be on a pitch count. So that definitely hurts them. That makes them one dimensional, right? And if the Bills can make you one dimensional, I think that plays to their advantage.
So I feel a little bad because we're talking about the playoffs and I'm talking about the Super Bowl and I'm talking about all this stuff. We have a game coming up on Monday Night Football next week where, again, the reason, and we're going to talk about why I think Josh Allen will win the MVP this year. But before I talk about that,
did you just say that?
I did, and I will come back. We'll get there. I promise we will get there. But so we're going up against the New England Patriots, and my guy Cam hasn't looked good recently. He just hasn't. You know, it is what it is. Now they are officially eliminated from playoff contention.
Yeah.
Do you think we see Stidham or do you think we see Cam? Because at this point, I almost feel like if Belichick can find a way to really stick it to any team in the league, it would be the Jets. And if they go with Stidham, and if Stidham plays for the final 2 weeks of the season and he doesn't play well, they play against the Jets week 17. If the Jets end up winning another, because the Jets can still kind of get that number one seed. If the Jets win another game and really fall out of that number one, can you think of a better way to stick it to an organization that you hate?
I love it. I love it. I love that theory.
I'm a conspiracy theorist. Who do you think we see next Monday?
I think you see Jarrett Stidham. I really do think if you care about Cam and you think he has a shot at being your quarterback next year, or if you're just unsure, I think you start Jarrett Stidham, man. Cam, I don't know if you saw his post-game interview, but he made some comments. Like, he was talking about how, you know, we got young guys that don't, you know, wide receivers and some of them players on the team that don't get it. Like, he's calling people out. When you say, hey, y'all don't get it, that's alarming to me. Like, and I think they didn't do, you know, I think they did Cam a disservice, man. They waited so long to sign the dude. Like, and we all know the offseason was kind of crazy. And then you don't give him no weapons. So, like, what do you think he's supposed to do?
Well, but, and so the thing is, they did wait so long to sign him, but I also feel like Carolina waited so long to cut him.
Yeah, that's true.
You get what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I think they did Cam a disservice because, now granted, I think the Chicago Bears still could have signed him.
Yeah.
But at that point, you have already dedicated two roster positions and good money to two quarterbacks. You don't have a need to bring Cam Newton in there. Right. But I feel like, and I know you see Cam and his arm doesn't look like what what we remember Cam to be. But those receivers get no separation.
None.
Like, there's a reason why Tom Brady left. And if people don't want to admit that, they're just purposely want to make excuses for Tom. Yep. There's a reason why he left. Cam Newton is throwing to me, Joe, you, and Bruce Nolan out there. And Bruce might actually be athletic. I don't know. We don't see Bruce. But my point is, like, he's out there throwing to guys that really does not know how, they're not wide receivers for the NFL. They just aren't. So I feel bad for Cam in that sense, but there is Buffalo in Patriots week. So I don't feel bad for Cam. Like, F that dude. You know what I'm saying? All due respect. You're my guy,
Cam. It's hard for you to say that because that's your guy.
It is. It is hard for me to say that because I love Cam. Yeah. But this week is F that dude. Like, there's no love. You know, I cut my uncle off last week against the Denver Broncos. So, you know, I'm going to cut Cam off when we playing a dude. So, yeah, it's over. It's over.
Yeah. No, dude. I think it's hey, man, you're right. They can't separate, dude. And we've seen that when Josh Allen's first year. Look at the wide receivers he had, guys that don't deserve to be in the league. Yep. And when your leading receiver is Jacoby Myers, like, that's a problem. That's a big problem.
That's an understatement.
Yeah.
problem is an understatement.
Yeah.
Like, you know, going into the week, right, what do you feel like? Because obviously I feel like the Buffalo Bills are a better team. We just feel like that. What do you think New England has to do and can do to play spoiler like next week? You know, like, we're riding high right now and, you know, we're riding this wave. Like, yo, we just won the AFC East for the first time. And, you know, since Jesus was here, you know, and we got, so we're finally loving this feeling. What do you think the Patriots can do to be a spoiler this weekend for us?
They got to run the ball. I think if you attack the edges of this Bills defense from the defensive line, defensive ends out, I think you're going to have success. I think you got to use misdirection. Lots of that. I think when you look at pure matchup, I think, you know, the Patriots offensive line matches up very well, and they probably kind of get the edge over the Bills defensive line. Outside of Ed Oliver, I mean, who else is really going to stout against the run? Not, you know, not really. Yeah. So I think you run the hell out of the football, use play action when you need to pass. And I think that's an easy enough game plan for Jarrett Stidham to execute. Now, what's gonna go wrong is if, you know, on first and second down, you get nowhere in the run game. Now it's over because McDermott's going to pin the ears back. And then, you know, in coverage, you can forget about it because they can't separate. And we excel in coverage anyway. So they got to run the ball well. First down is key. They got to get, you know, 4, 5, 6 yards on first down, man. They got to keep the stick short. That's the only way they're going to win.
Now, I tell you what, if they start Stidham, they're really not going to be able to run against us, because what we're going to do at that point, we know he can't throw.
Right.
Like so, and I know Cam really hasn't thrown well, but there's still that element of, yo, that's Cam. So, right. You know, you're going to respect him to a certain degree just because. With Stidham, I feel like, you know, we can man up on the outside and yeah. We can just let this thing work. And we put everybody that we need to put in that box. Y'all want to run? Come on, run it. Yeah. Y'all throw it. Y'all got Trey out there. And then we're going to rotate between Norman and Levi on the other end. So come on, try us if you want to. We got our safeties that hold that thing down. Try us. Yeah. I feel like that's going to be the game plan for the Bills. I just don't see them. It's so weird, man. It's so weird to look at the Patriots and not have a feeling of, I just have no nerves about this game at all.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm not afraid of the Patriots. I mean, it feels nice to have a division locked up, though. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna cap on that. Like, just to have the division locked up. But you know, Belichick is gonna bring it. They're gonna bring it, and it ain't gonna be an easy game. I think the Bills are gonna blow them out, though. But you know what's interesting, though? It's like I really did think that the Dolphins were gonna lose to the Patriots yesterday. I really did. Like, I thought, you know, and Tua didn't have a great game. I mean, they held him under 200 yards passing. Like, they pretty much hemmed him up. But I felt like, you know, Belichick had one for him. You know, I felt like but their offense is just trash. They can't get it moving. And that's a problem, man. That's a problem. So,
yeah. And as a Cam fan, it's tough for me to say it, but it's like Cam's just not the answer there. Like, he's just not. And I'm not saying he's not the answer. Like, he can't go somewhere else and play well. I do think Cam can still start in this league, and I think he can still, you know, he can win some games. The issue is, we just talked about, the players, the weapons that they give him, they don't give him anything to work with, man. Like, they just don't. So, but
I got something for you, though. Hold on. I ask you a question, because I was kind of thinking about this when I was thinking about Cam Newton. Do you think, knowing what we know about Cam Newton, he's like very flamboyant, very like, he's just that type of leader. Like, he's loose. He needs to be in an environment where he's free to be himself. And I don't think New England poses that, because they kind of have their, this is how we do everything and you will conform to this. And they're kind of, you know, strict that way. Do you think that plays in the effect of what Cam has not been able to do this year?
Hell yeah. Joe and I were talking about that this morning. Actually, I don't even know what we were talking about and went into it, but the conversation basically just went to the point where Joe even mentioned, he's like, I just feel like all the character and all the fun and passion that we see from Cam just got sucked out of him in New England. Yeah. And it's like, you know, yeah, he'll get a first down and you might see him do the first down thing. He'll score a touchdown, maybe, but it's still not the same Cam that we're used to. And, you know, but like I said, I don't even want to give him an excuse for it, because at the end of the day, I think he has, what, 5 passing touchdowns in the last 8 games or something insane like that, man. Like regardless of what your passion is, you're an NFL quarterback, you're a starting quarterback. You got to throw the ball. You just do. And that's why I kind of get bent out of shape when people kind of disrespect the Lamar Jackson thing, too. Like, I get that he's a phenomenal runner. Lamar Jackson can throw the ball, and he's not the best thrower of the ball, but he won an MVP doing so. Cam is not even on that level. Like, Cam, he looks bad this year. And like I said, that's tough for me to say. It's super, like, that's so bad, because I love him. But, dude, he looks bad.
I know, man. I know. It's rough, man. And it's funny that you mentioned Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson struggles throwing the ball. I don't care what nobody says. I mean, there are fundamental principles and things that you expect out of a franchise quarterback when throwing the ball. I think he needs to – what else do they need to give him? I mean, okay, a bona fide number one wide receiver, great, but like, yo, he's got to get better outside the numbers. I mean, he can't just, everything can't be in the seam and a drag. You know, you got to be able to like thread the needle. You know, like look, Josh Allen, for instance, look at what he did against the Broncos. I mean, there was not a throw that we didn't see him make. Like he did everything that you expected a quarterback to do throwing the ball. Lamar Jackson has to develop into that more this coming off.
See, for me, I think the issue, or not, because it's not an issue. I think the biggest difference between Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson is that while they're both gifted, like freak athletes, I think the difference is that Lamar Jackson has always been so much more gifted than everybody else.
Oh,
He's been faster. He's been quick. He can, you know, like his change of direction is just out of this world. So I think for him, he's been able to depend on that so much. And last season when he won the MVP, teams just couldn't figure out the quickness. Now there's film on him and teams are, I mean, they're still winning. They're still not the worst team in the league, but they figured out Lamar Jackson a little bit better. Yeah. The difference with Josh is, while Josh, he was physical and he could run faster than most people could, you know, he could throw the ball to the moon, you know, but his mental aspect of the game for him was the part that really took off for him. And I think he took pride in, he wants to be known as one of those Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre. He wants to be known as a guy that makes good decisions, and he's going to be one of the best. That's what he wants to be. Not that Lamar doesn't, but Lamar, I don't think he's gotten to the point where he's letting the mental part take over. He's still thinking, well, hell, I'll just run past everybody. I'll just run through the line. Oh, got you. Josh, he focused on the mental this past offseason. He's like, no, I have to do things the right way. So I think that's the difference, because Lamar has just been so freakishly better. He's just better.
I love that, because think about this then. You mentioned like Josh Allen tell you, like Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, some of his idols. Who does Lamar Jackson have to look up to? Because I think Lamar Jackson is probably the most gifted quarterback that you will ever see put on a pad and a helmet. Like he is an outlier, complete outlier. Who does he have to role model his game after?
Vic.
Yeah, but even that, I mean, Vic didn't develop as a passer till later in his career.
Right, and that's what I'm saying, Vic. Yeah. So if you're saying like you're going to compare him to Vic, and then even if you want to say somebody who's not on the same level of greatness, Tyrod Taylor more recently.
Yeah.
But then Tyrod, again, Lamar is light years better than Tyrod Taylor already. So it's just not even a fair comparison.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. It's like at some point he has to say, okay, I have this talent and this ability to be great in this way, but I need to learn how to be a quarterback. Yep. Like I need to learn how to, like you said, throw outside the numbers. And like, I think a couple weeks ago, Judge Mathis and I were joking on Twitter because like he finally threw the ball. It was a touchdown to his tight end on the left side of the field.
I saw that.
Judge and I got a joke in about it because he's like, oh, well, congratulations for his first touchdown outside the numbers. And it's just like, I mean, he's right. Like, I can't keep defending people if you're not even trying to throw the ball out there, man. Like, you got to look like you're trying.
Yeah. No, and that was a great throw. I was impressed when he threw that pass. He needs to do more of it, bro. But, yeah, you're right, man. I wish that he would, like, work out with, like, Josh Allen's quarterback coach or somebody, because once Lamar Jackson figures that little piece out, it's over. I mean, we saw what he did to the league last year. You're going to see more of that if he can get that part sorted out. Dude, it's game over.
If he can figure out the throwing aspect of the game, it's going to get to the point where you can't leave a spy on him, because if you leave a spy, you're leaving somebody uncovered, and he's going to kill you, and then he's going to run because you can't have a spot. So if he could figure out that passing game, he'll be undeniable. So but I don't want to stick on Lamar, because I don't even know how we got there. But another quick aspect before, and we'll get back to the Patriots real quick, but before we do, tonight, man, it's the first night of the NBA, and my boys is, you know, they're trying to go back to back. Your Denver boys look good.
Yeah, dog, dude, but it's the Lakers show, man. What y'all did in the offseason, man, like, Marc Gasol is, to me, the biggest pickup that you could have had just because of what he provides. He's a big man who can shoot the three. He plays defense. He's another coach on the field, man. And when LeBron's not in there, you know, Gasol is that dude. Like he just, it may not show up on the stat sheet, but it's going to show up in playoff time. Vic, it's huge, man. It's huge.
Like, so what the part in the playoffs that I loved about Rondo was the intelligence, like with him and LeBron on the floor at the same time, Mark Gasol and LeBron, we're about to see some of the best passing. Like, they're about to put on passing clinics, dude. And then, so we also signed the sixth man of the year and the sixth man of the year runner up. So you're adding 36 points off the bench. Well, I do think Derek Schroeder is going to start, but you're adding another 36 points that we really were struggling to find last year. You know, we just extended Kuz. I think Kuz is going to have a better year because the role is more defined. And let's not even talk about Talen. Like we got a diamond in the rough that slipped through to the second round to us last year. And this dude, you got nice. Kawhi, like, yo, who is he? Who is he?
He is nice. Nice. And nobody knows about him. That's what he's smooth. He is. I was just saying, dude, the Lakers they're good, bro. And I love that they added speed. Like Dennis Schroeder, dude, he is a mini like Westbrook, like in terms of like how he can transition from in the end. That guy, I'm telling you, bro.
He got that energy.
And y'all didn't have that last year. They were kind of slow.
And you remember, I hated the fact that we had Rondo.
I told you he was going to pay big dividends in the playoffs. I told you.
You did, and I admitted it live. You know, I gave you a try. I'm still very happy that he's no longer on our roster. Yeah. Like, I'm super happy about that. Yeah. You know, Dennis Schroeder was absolutely an upgrade, a trillion percent an upgrade. So I'm happy with my roster. So we don't have to stick too much on. But I know everybody listening is like, come on, man, this is a freaking Bill show. I don't want to listen to basketball. So we'll get back
to
football.
That's what we do, man. That's what we do.
Yeah, we do. But because I'm excited about tonight, I'm excited about the league is going to celebrate my team with the ring ceremony. And, you know, so I'm excited. But back to football. A couple minutes ago, you were like shocked that I said something. So we can run it back to that. I am going to say it again. Josh Allen will win the league MVP this season. And I can give you reasons, but I feel like you already know the reasons.
No, I you know what? I don't have any preconceived notions. I would love for you to tell me because I think the league loves Aaron Rodgers, man. And no matter what Josh Allen does in these next two games, the dude is going to have like six touchdowns a game for him to win it. But because I feel like the league is already just pretty much giving it to Aaron Rodgers, man. They need that. You know what I'm saying?
That's fair because he's at the point of his career where it's almost like you need another one. need another one. Let's get this to you before it's too late. So I got
because you're gonna have Mahomes and then Rodgers. They want them in the Super Bowl. That's just how it's gonna work. So Josh is gonna have to put up some big time numbers for the next 2 weeks. Well, he can do it though.
This is the reason why I feel like. So the game that we saw this past Sunday, he doesn't play like that every week. So I'm not going to sit here and say like that's just Josh. Yeah. But the thing is, he plays like that every week. You get what I'm saying? Like he gives you two passing touchdowns and a rushing or two rushing touchdowns, two passing. Like his numbers might not be perfect where it's like 80%. Whatever. But Josh is going to give you 60 yards on the ground, 300 yards in the air. Stephon Diggs is a monster right now.
Yeah.
And the way the end of the season was set up for us, it was prime time after prime time after prime time after prime time. The nation is falling in love with the story of who Josh Allen is. At this point, they fell in love with the small story about the kid from Wyoming, or actually the kid who grew up on a farm, who didn't get a Division I scholarship offer, who went to Wyoming, not a big school at all, really didn't even... People thought he wouldn't even really, he shouldn't have been drafted top 10. Now he turns into this kid. He looks a lot like what Patrick Mahomes looked like. He's breaking every single record in the Buffalo Bills. This is going to be the promo. I just figured this part out. I didn't even plan this. He's breaking every single record in the Buffalo Bills record books. He's going to be the first quarterback to bring Buffalo a Super Bowl. Like, I'm telling you, this kid is special. And the world is falling in love with him right before our eyes. A star is being born in Western New York. Josh Allen is going to win the MVP.
You know what? That's very well said. And it could happen. I was doing some research because I wanted to know how Josh Allen stacked up against Jim Kelly's first 3 years as a Buffalo Bill. And then I got some stats for you. So Jim Kelly definitely leads in like yards, right? 9,771. Josh Allen has 9,163. But Josh Allen has 60 passing touchdowns. Jim Kelly had 56. But Josh Allen also has 25 rushing touchdowns added to that. Like you talk about smashing records. And he has 30 interceptions versus 45 interceptions. Like he is smashing Jim in a lot of categories, bro. And you could say, well, you know, it was a different era, but yes, but the Bills did do a K-gun. So they were running the spread offense before there was a spread offense. So it's kind of, you can kind of look at it as the same thing, man. Like Josh Allen's smashing Jim Kelly's records right now. Like his first 3 years, Josh Allen is way better. Better record too. Win-loss record.
And I'm going to put this out there. Jim Kelly was older. He had a completely better chance to be better his first 3 years. After turning us down and going to Houston and playing in another professional league, he had the experience that Josh never got in college.
Yeah.
He didn't play for a big school or he didn't play for a professional program. So Josh was coming into this thing. I look at Josh's rookie year as like his first real college, like his first year in college with real talent around him. That was his learning curve. So physically, it's the NFL, so it's different. But his learning curve started his rookie year, whereas the Baker Mayfields and a lot of these kids that, well, I don't want to call them kids, a lot of these young men that played in big schools, Tua, Alabama, he's had experience in big games like this. Deshaun Watson, Clemson, he's had experience in big games like this. So Josh didn't. Josh Allen is doing, he's defying every single odd that everybody tried to put against him. All the quote unquote pros, who the draft analysts, everybody besides maybe Mel Kiper Jr.
Yeah.
He rode for Josh hard. Mm-hmm. Everybody else, oh, Josh Allen can't hit the side of a barn if he stood next to it. He couldn't do, like, you know, you hear all of this stuff. He couldn't hit water if he jumped out of a boat. I read these things and it's like, okay, you're saying this stuff. Meanwhile, Josh Allen is dogging every single team that he faced every single week. And it's a shame that the Buffalo Bills lost against the Phoenix Cardinals. It's a shame on that Hail Mary. Because the way this team is playing, man, we would have been on, what, like a 10-game win streak?
Yeah.
Insane.
He ain't getting enough credit, man. He's not. And that's not even like Homer take. He is not getting enough credit for what he's doing. And people, like you said, people are starting to see him on prime time. And I think you're going to see a lot more Josh Allen jerseys pop up because you know how it is, man. The home, you know, people start like getting on the bandwagon, which, you know, Bills Mafia, we got tons of room on the bandwagon. We love it.
Yeah, come through.
The real ones know. We know what's up. Like, and I love that you mentioned that he doesn't have the rep count like some of these other, you know, quarterbacks coming out because he just doesn't. Like, he's still learning. Like, Baker Mayfield is as good as he's going to get.
And that's the scary part, man.
Yeah.
Like Josh is just now learning
to
how to play football.
Yeah.
That's the scary part, man. It's going to be Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes for the next 15 years.
Yep.
And I can't wait to be a freaking Buffalo Bills fan for the next decade and a half.
Yeah. And I think he even has the edge on Patrick Mahomes in the sense that Patrick Mahomes came into like all these weapons. From day one, he had Kelsey. He had Hill. They were already stacked. Josh Allen didn't have that. And I think if you add, you know, I think if Brandon Bean and these guys, they go into this in the draft season, they go get like a Kadarius Toney or somebody like that from Florida, somebody who's just pure speed, like jet sweep, you know, send them on a go. Like, dude, this offense is going to explode. All they need is speed. They just need one more key speed, at whether that's at running back or a slot wide receiver. Dude, I'm telling you, bro, the Bills offense is going to erupt.
I'm just like, you know, I'm at this point, and I know I just gave my little speech there for Josh Allen for MVP. I'm so thoroughly impressed with the work that Sean McDermott, Brian Daboll, Ken Dorsey, you know, Jordan Palmer. I'm so impressed with the work that these guys have put in with Josh Allen because he really has turned from a raw, like just somebody that nobody thought would really develop into greatness. He went from that to holy crap, this dude kind of looks like a big Aaron Rodgers on the field sometimes. That's the comparison that I hear a lot now when I'm watching him. People like what? For the Buffalo Bills. That's the same franchise, man. We went through EJ. We went through JP. We went through Trent. We went through, you know, we went through all of these guys with acronyms and bad names, man. Like we just went through it. And sorry to anybody else named Trent. No, hey, to anybody.
My guy Thad Lewis. You're not gonna say Thad Lewis.
Man, and we had like Tre'Darius Jackson, Tre'Darius Jackson, and rest in peace. By the way, he passed away not too long ago.
What's that dude's name? Jeff Tool or Joe Tool or
Jeff Tool? Yeah, Jeff Tool.
It's been rough.
We had what's the kid that was in Ohio now, and now he's like he came from Ohio, and now he's out. We had Cardale Jones. Like, dude, we went through these names and we went through these characters that just. They wanted to be the guy. They wanted to be the guy. And, you know, there's a few of them I had faith in, man, and I thought would be special. I thought J.P. Lossman was going to be special.
Yeah, I did.
When he first came in, I thought he was going to be special. I thought EJ was going to be special before he injured his knee. I thought he was going to be special. But, man, Josh is here, and he's the real deal.
Yeah. Dude, I sometimes I don't even, like, believe it, like, that he's a franchise quarterback. Like, I'm just like, it's hard to believe, man. We've been so deprived of a good quarterback, dude. Like somebody we can we know. Like we always talked up our quarterbacks, but like the world is actually taking notice. Like, yo, y'all got a real dude back there now. Like,
yeah, yeah. So listen, I'm not going. You know, this was supposed to be like 25, 30 minutes. I don't want to keep you too long because I could talk to you all day. So before we go, man, let me wrap this up and I need a prediction for you. So Buffalo Bills, Monday Night Football against the New England Patriots are we in New England? In New England. What's your prediction? What's your score prediction? And then what's your stat line for Josh?
36-13 Bills. I think Josh is going to go. Yeah, I think Josh is going to go 28 of 36 for 324 and 3 touchdowns.
Ooh, talk that talk, Sterles.
Yeah,
talk that talk, dog. Yeah.
No, Stephon Gilmore. Like,
yeah. That's
gonna hurt. That's gonna hurt.
Partially torn quad. That's rough.
He done.
You know, yeah, he done. Shout out to my guy Stephon Gilmore, man. I really hope that you can recover well. You know, it's tough that your family won't get to watch you on primetime against the Bills. That's really tough, man. So I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. No, and then before I go, there's one thing I just want to drop you with, and I just want you to think about this, and you can hit me on it later, right? But just think, when Brandon Bean cleans up this little cap situation we got, and they might even give us the $20 million that they were taking away, just think how many free agents are going to want to come to Buffalo because they know they're going to win a title.
Just think
what you could do with that.
Just think about like the big names who would never even consider Buffalo. Like, just think about now.
On the map now.
Like people are going to be wanting to be traded to Buffalo.
On the map now. Just think about it. That's something we don't even think about. I don't know about it.
It's going to be people that's going to try to, you know how AD forced himself to LA? Mm-hmm. It's going to be boys that want to play with Josh.
Yeah.
It's going to be guys that want to play alongside Trey White. I'm telling you, it's a different time. So let's get on out of here, man. Why don't you go ahead and let everybody know where they can find you over there at Cover One and what you got going on. And shout out to my boys over at Cover One. Shout out to my man Eazy-E, my man Eric, my man Greg, you know, and I got a special love for my man Aaron Quinn. But go ahead and let everybody know where they can find you and Anthony and what you got going on.
Yeah, man. So, you know, you can find on Tuesday nights, man, we are on YouTube and Twitter, the Hoof Live on Cover One. My Twitter handle is at Furrow Sterling. You can always find me there. And our other guys, EF Brown, that's Eric. And then Anthony Romeo NY, that's Anthony, the dude with the suit. But yeah, man, we just over there grinding, man, trying to provide the best content we can. You know, we kind of have our little niche at Cover One. You know, we're kind of the nerds, I guess, if you want to call it. But we try to, we're starting to try to provide more entertainment factor as well and more interaction with the fans. So, but yeah, dude, we're always looking to better ourselves, to be better. You know, we got to compete with you, man. You know, I got to compete with you because we family, you know, that's how we get down. But, dude,
yeah, I'll be watching y'all too. I've tried not to comment because, I've noticed now, like, God is good to me, man. I'm noticing that people are noticing me. So when I watch my brother's shows, I try not to comment because I don't want to take the attention away from what y'all doing. But I be watching because it's like, okay, I see where y'all going. So I got to come back and smack these boys in the face. So trust me, I'm definitely watching. I'm still watching Hump Day Hotline with my man Joe and now Clay, you know, and I still watch. So I'm watching my man Greg and Aaron. I watch them because I need to make sure, like, okay, I need to be on par with some of this stuff. So
no, dude, you winning, bro. We blessed to have you in the Bills community, bro. It's like, seriously, like, you do so much and it doesn't get talked about enough, bro. So you're on your way, man. Hey, bro, I'm trying to grab your coattails, dog. You know how it is.
Man, come on, dog. Come on, man. I'm trying to be like you. Just so people know, like, when you hear black men go on that, yo, I'm trying to be like you, like, that's nothing but love. So just embrace that. If you ever around that, you hear black men on that, man, I'm trying to get like you. That's a love environment. So, you know, shout out to my man, Strauss. I appreciate you for coming on tonight, man. I know that you, you know, like I said, you got busy. We all got a lot of stuff going on now. So I appreciate it. And but yo, we gonna get up. I gotta get myself out there to Denver. If they let fans really come to some of these basketball games, that Lakers and Denver game, I'm gonna make sure I'm coming, dog. That's real.
I got a plug on tickets, real, like, almost courtside tickets too. So when all that works out, I got you.
Yeah, let's do that, because for real, we got to make that happen. And I got a decent plug, too, on some tickets, too. So even if you want to catch a Phoenix joint, whatever, we got to get up.
Oh, yeah, I got to see Chris Paul out there, bro.
Yeah, he going to kill. He going to kill. So, everybody, y'all know the drill, man. Y'all take care of each other. Y'all love each other and live in peace, and go Bills.
Yeah, peace out, man. Of conduct.